Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the great state of Texas today. We are exploring the Gulf Coast, specifically District 27. This is a massive, incredibly vital district that stretches from the coastal plains down through Victoria and right into the heart of Corpus Christi. And today, we are profiling a man who represents the absolute bedrock of modern grassroots conservatism. We are talking about Republican Representative Michael Cloud.
Representative Cloud is such a fascinating figure, Stephen, because he really embodies that major shift in the Republican Party toward unapologetic constitutional conservatism. He didn't come to Washington from a political dynasty, and he wasn't a corporate lobbyist or a high-powered lawyer. Before he was elected to Congress in a 2018 special election, he was a small business owner. He ran his own media consulting firm. But even more importantly, he spent 10 years serving on the staff of Faith Family Church in Victoria, Texas. He brings a deeply faith-based, community-level perspective to the job that you just can't manufacture.
You really can't. And that background completely shapes how he views the federal government. He talks all the time about how dealing with bureaucratic red tape and taxes as a small business owner convinced him that Washington is actively hostile to working Americans. So when he got to Congress, he immediately aligned himself with the House Freedom Caucus. In fact, he serves on their board of directors. He operates from the fundamental belief that the federal bureaucracy is overgrown, unaccountable, and needs to be dismantled.
And in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he has been handed the exact tools he needs to start dismantling it. First, he sits on the Appropriations Committee. For those who don't know, Appropriations is the committee that actually controls the federal checkbook. It is where the real power is in Washington. And in January 2025, Cloud was named the vice chairman of the Energy and Water Development Subcommittee.
Which is a massive deal for a Gulf Coast representative. The Texas economy runs on energy and water. By holding that gavel, he has direct influence over funding for ports, dredging operations, and energy infrastructure. He is aggressively pushing for America First energy dominance. He partnered with Senator Ted Cruz to introduce the Natural Gas Export Expansion Act, which is designed to strip away regulatory hurdles so that facilities in his district can easily export Texas LNG liquefied natural gas to the rest of the world. He views energy independence as the ultimate form of national security.
But his other committee assignments are where he is making some of the biggest national headlines right now. We all know there is a massive push in Washington right now to slash the size of the federal government. Well, Representative Cloud is on the front lines of that fight. He sits on the Oversight Subcommittee on Delivering on Government Efficiency, and he is a member of the newly created House Department of Government Efficiency Committee, the DOGE Committee.
He is perfectly positioned for this exact political moment. For years, Cloud has been giving speeches and writing newsletters about eliminating what he calls woke, weaponized spending. He argues that the federal government causes inflation by spending money we don't have on programs we don't need. Now, he actually has the subpoena power and the committee authority to go into these federal agencies, audit their budgets, and completely gut programs that don't fit the conservative agenda. When he visits small business owners in rural places like Cuero or Gonzales County, his message is always the same. Inflation isn't caused by corporate greed. It's caused by Washington bureaucrats printing money.
He is also incredibly active on Second Amendment issues, taking a very hard line, no compromise stance. In early 2025, he introduced two major pieces of gun rights legislation. The first is the SHUSH Act. That stands for Silencers Help Us Save Hearing. Currently, firearm suppressors, or silencers, are heavily regulated under the National Firearms Act of 1934. You have to pay a tax stamp, wait months, and get fingerprinted just to buy one. Cloud's bill would completely remove silencers from federal regulation, arguing that they are basic safety equipment for hunters to protect their hearing.
And the second bill is even more aggressive, the Protecting the Right to Keep and Bear Arms Act of 2025. This was a direct response to a trend where some state governors were trying to declare public health emergencies as a loophole to ban the public carry of firearms. Cloud's bill explicitly prohibits the president or the Department of Health and Human Services from declaring any kind of disaster or emergency for the purpose of imposing gun control. He is essentially trying to weatherproof the Second Amendment against executive overreach.
He doesn't back down on the cultural issues, either. Just this month, in February 2026, he introduced the Safe Olympic Sports Act, which is designed to mandate that Olympic sports categories are strictly based on biological sex. He also recently introduced a resolution to designate July as American Families Month, focusing heavily on promoting traditional, nuclear family structures. He represents a very specific, deeply traditional worldview that resonates perfectly with his base.
Let's talk about that base and the district itself, Texas 27, because it's a really interesting demographic story. The population of the district is actually majority Hispanic. It sits right around 54%, but it votes reliably, heavily Republican. It is a perfect example of the broader political realignment happening in South Texas. You have a Hispanic population that is deeply tied to the oil and gas industry, deeply Catholic and traditional, and very concerned about border security. They prioritize economic freedom and industry jobs over traditional demographic voting lines.
Absolutely. And the economy there is an absolute powerhouse. You have the Port of Corpus Christi, which is vital for the global energy market, but you also have the Corpus Christi Army Depot, or CCAD. Stephen, CCAD is the largest helicopter repair facility in the entire world. They repair the Blackhawks and the Apaches for the military. It employs thousands of highly skilled civilians. Cloud works constantly through the National Defense Authorization Act to ensure that facility stays fully funded, protecting those jobs while maintaining military readiness.
He is the small business owner who became the guardian of the Texas Gulf Coast.
The Freedom Caucus leader wielding the power of the purse to slash the federal budget.
That is our profile for Texas, 27th District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.